Live and Lansing, Jack Ebling is on More Compelling Talk Radio, 1320 WILS.
Welcome back. Jack Ebling here with Scott Eckersley, Ebling and you, 1320 WILS. Very happy to welcome in our next guest, Dr. John Braccio, Regional Psychological Services, drjohnb.com. Hello, John.
Hello there, Jack. How's everything?
Just fine. Well, we've heard about children's Social Security numbers being stolen today.
Oh, boy.
And I guess there seems to be no limit to human depravity when there is a dollar on the other end of it.
Well, you know, I think that, as we've talked before, there's good and bad parts to human nature, and unfortunately, when given an opportunity, or even if there isn't an opportunity, people look for the opportunity to do some things that are really very inappropriate, and that certainly sounds like something that would fit in that category times 10.
All right, let's flip it around here and go to the other side of the football. Let's talk about human compassion and what an important quality that is, especially when there is no quid pro quo.
Yes. You know, Jack, what I find in life, just as your first example was a good one, how there is bad, there are just a certain number of people, and hopefully a growing number, and actually I even believe a large number, that just help. They help people. They see someone having trouble getting into their car. They see someone who falls down. They see someone having a hard time, and they just help them. That's the Good Samaritan. I mean, this is the person who isn't doing it because they're going to gain something from it.
Right.
They're doing it because it's the right thing to do, and it makes them feel better. And sadly, as you have people that have this compassion, you have the other side. So I think as a society, as persons, we need to teach that to others. We need to develop it in ourselves to have this capacity for compassion, just to help our fellow human beings because it's the right thing to do.
All right. We have talked a lot about people who do things for their own self-interest, and it's easy to be nice to your boss. But when you're nice to someone who cannot possibly help you, that seems to me to be a pretty good barometer of someone's character.
Well, I see, that's really true. And I also believe that you can get ahead in life by being good to other people, because I do believe if you're good to people all along the road, when you're having a hard time, now this unfortunately doesn't always work this way, but you're also going to find people that are going to be helpful to you, because I do believe that kindness ultimately does get it back. You know, one hand kind of washes the others. But I guess in life, it's hard to find people that are not just worried about themselves in a narcissistic world, trying to just get what they can get. And then at the end of the race, it's all over for them. They die. And if they have time to reflect, they're very unhappy, Jack. I always tell people, before you get to that point, really work on being helpful, because when you help others, you're really helping yourself. You could even argue that when you give, you're really giving to yourself tenfold or more back, and I really believe that.
Yeah, and I have seen people who have performed incredibly selfless acts, and they feel as good as the person they helped.
Well, I don't think there's any question about that, Jack. Like, first of all, let's just take what you do. You work with people, you're on the radio, you wrote for countless years. Your goal is certainly to be helpful to you, your wife, your family. There's no question about that. On the other hand, you're gaining, too, by people noticing what you're doing, even though they may not notice everything you're doing, which obviously isn't true. But you're getting in yourself, you get recognition in society, certainly well known. On the other hand, when you're helping others, it's also helping them. So it is a mirror that goes both ways. And you're going to find people, educators, you're going to find teachers, you're going to find neighbors, you're going to find family people, that, yes, they may get something in life for what they do, but in the long run, they're really going to be judged by themselves and everyone around them by what they've done for other people. I really believe that, Jack.
John, thank you. But I think it's very difficult to imagine all of us having the chance to be multimillionaires and to extend opportunities for employment to a lot of other people. It's very difficult to think that we're going to be scientists and we're going to come up with cures for diseases. But it isn't hard at all to imagine that you have a chance to extend a helping hand to someone through the course of a day. And, you know, you think about those Liberty Mutual commercials about responsibility. What's your policy? And you see someone doing something so simple as stopping a ball that's bouncing out in the street as kids are chasing it, or helping someone as an object about to fall on their head as they're loading an airplane. And, you know, those are things that people don't have to do, but it's what makes us a society. And I think sometimes we get into the point of looking too much out for ourselves, and we lose track of everyone around us.
Well, Jack, I think that's true, and I do believe in a fast-moving society where people are pushed for education to try to be getting ahead. I don't think there's anything wrong with that as long as we don't lose the ability to help others along the way. And, you know, Jack, your example there of terms of the insurance commercial, I really think if you're in a situation every day, you're going to run into situations where you can be helpful, when you can give a smile. I've talked before about the smile. Just the smile, you acknowledge someone. My wife complains when we travel that we're often asked to take pictures when people are out and about.
Right.
Because I do make eye contact. I like to see people. I like to meet them. I believe that is a good thing to do. There are people that are just the reverse. Well, don't look at people. They're just going to bother you. They're going to want something from you. And my belief, if that's how you believe, boy, you're never going to be happy, and you'll never have enough locks on your door, and you're never going to trust anyone you're talking to. You have to be willing to reach out to be helpful to others, and then you become bigger along the way. But it's the little things, Jack. It is not the person who hires 100 people, and I'm not diminishing that. It's the person who can impact 100 people a week or every couple of weeks that really is going to have the greatest ripple effect in society for self and others.
Our guest, Dr. John Braccio, Regional Psychological Services, drjohnb.com. John, how often do you have someone come into your office, and if just for a simple act of compassion from someone, they may not have the problems they have?
Well, give me a little more specifics. I'm not sure I understand the question.
Well, I would think that a lot of times people who would have difficulties in life, it's because maybe someone has not extended that hand to them.
There's no question that a lot of people that are seen by therapists or neighbors or whoever it might be, it's because people don't help them. They're ignored. Even when they reach out, people reject them. Often it's with family. People have trouble realizing you don't choose family. You choose friends. You choose neighbors.
Right.
You choose things. And let's just take the back on the family. A lot of children are rejected by parents, and parents reject, or children reject parents, and often for no reason at all other than they're selfish or really don't care. And that often leads to people seeking support from ministers, from psychologists, from neighbors, from friends. And that's where we all can be helpful, because there are a lot of people seen in an office like mine or throughout offices throughout the country of people that have been rejected by others, feel really down and out and have lost confidence, and they're seeking a place to explain who they are, what their circumstances are. But you don't have to be a psychologist to be helpful. You can do that just when you're in the grocery store, line, you can talk and you can give some people advice, because people need some type of support, and they need it from family, from friends. And if they can't get it there, hey, just give a smile to someone and you really make a person's day.
And, you know, this is one of the most common themes historically in Hollywood film. And, you think about all of the things that we find in most movies, but these acts of compassion throughout, you mentioned Schindler's List. Someone reminded me that you can go to something as far back as the Magnificent Seven, when that group went back into the Mexican border town and didn't get paid and tried to save them from the bandits that kept coming through. And I don't know if you've seen that film, if you've seen it recently, but, it's another example, and most of them died in the process. But they just did it to have compassion.
Well, Jack, if you the problem with the news, if you will, they're going to deal with the stolen Social Security numbers, okay?
Right.
They're not going to notice the person who tipped their hat to someone, called, made a couple phone calls to
right.
people that no one's talked to. We really need more of that, but unfortunately, that is not going to sell newspapers. People aren't going to go look on the internet at blogs like that. It's just each of us has to be helpful and recognize we're making the world better and moving it along by these acts of compassion. They'll make you a better person in the process.
Someone said, one act, one day. And if you have one act of kindness each day, what an amazing world we would have.
Boy, I'll tell you, Jack, it would be, yes, much better. And let's hope that people keep working and keep trying to do that. And I have faith, ultimately, that good does win out over evil.
John, I'm sure I will see you this weekend in Chicago.
Absolutely.
All right. Dr. John Braccio, Regional Psychological Services, drjohnb.com.